The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with MasterCard. Indulge your passion for food with exclusive dining experiences at priceless.com.
And now Jess Kelly is here with us, and you have with you a virtual assistant.
I do. I'm going to just turn around. She may start interrupting
me. The microphone is back on.
There you go.
Who is she?
Her name is Google. And as I say it, she lights up. I'm kind of cautious. I was talking about her earlier on in the office and she just started interrupting me out of nowhere, and I was shouting at her and then people were laughing at me. But anyway, so she's another virtual assistant. You may remember a few weeks ago on the show we had Amazon's Alexa in studio, the Echo. We had the Echo Dot, which is a very small device, and it can help you live your life a little bit better. So you can ask it questions, you can ask it to do searches, that type of thing. So Google obviously have their own version as well because they're one of the big players in this space. And it's called, I bought the Google Home Mini. They're not available to buy in Ireland as of yet in a shop. You can buy them online and get it delivered here. This one, it cost me £49, which I think was about €58. I bought it because I was just in London and I saw one and I wanted one, so I got one. And I have to say, I am obsessed. More so than I was with the Alexa.
Okay, give us a demonstration. Now, we don't have great Wi-Fi signal in here, so we'll just try a couple of things.
Okay, so if I say, hey, Google, add bread to the shopping list.
Okay, I've added bread to your shopping list.
So now when I go to the supermarket after work, I can just open my Google Home app and I can see my shopping list and all I'm going to buy is bread.
Mm. Now, what about, I'll try it. Hey, Google, what time is it?
11:44.
So it doesn't have to be programmed to your voice in any way, shape or form. Anyone who can comes into my apartment can now have the chats with Google. She's very useful. So obviously you can do small things like that. I'm just going to turn her off because she'll interrupt me again. I'll get annoyed.
The mic's off.
Shut up. I literally have more rides with her than I do anyone else in my life. But the idea is that when I come home from work this evening, for example, I can say, hey, Google, turn on the lights. And I have smart lights in my apartment. They're made by a company called Hive. So the lights will come on. I can say, hey, Google, turn on the TV. And because I have the Chromecast, it can turn on the TV. Then I can say, hey, Google, show me the photographs from Las Vegas that I took when I was there in January. And it will show me all the photographs I took in Las Vegas because it's choosing from my Google Photos and streaming onto my TV connected by Google. I can then do silly little things like, you know, I have a security camera that's a Hive security camera. I can say, hey, Google, did anyone come into the apartment today? And it can say at 11:41 a.m. a person was detected. Do you want to see that footage? And if I say, yeah, it'll get streamed up.
Wow.
Do you know what the negative side of this was yesterday? I wasn't feeling too well and I was feeling a little bit sorry for myself. So I text my boyfriend saying I'm feeling a bit like under the weather. And he said, say that to Google. So I said, hey, Google, I'm not well. And guess what came on the TV? The sound of a tiny violin. I was getting no sympathy from the boyfriend or from Google. And so the idea is that you can program it. So you can say, you know, when I say something, this is the action I want you to take. And it is so much more user friendly than the Alexa. It didn't take me long to set up in any way, shape or form.
Okay, so not yet available in the shops here, but will be in time, I'm sure.
Well, I don't know. This is the issue, and this is a big worry that I have when it comes to Google. You know, Google make fantastic phones like the Google Pixel, but Ireland just isn't a big enough market that they're kind of reluctant and slow to bring them into the shops here. So I would highly recommend this as a product. I think it's very useful to have in the home. But I think if you want one, your best bet may be just to be ordering and using something like AdressPal or Parcel Motel to get it into your house.
Now, before we answer people's queries, and we've lots coming in, there have been some tests done to determine which phones give you the best call quality when you make a call.
Yeah, so it's a big problem that we have here in Ireland. People are always going around going, can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? Can you hear me trying to get the best call quality? And we think that it could be something like, you know, the walls are too thick or the reception isn't great. There's a number of factors that contribute to a dodgy call, but some proper research has been conducted in this space. It's research carried out by Comreg, and it found that there are certain phones that just aren't built to carry out a proper phone call. You may remember a few years ago, one of the iPhones, I think it was the iPhone 4, the shape of it was slightly different. And where the antenna was placed within the phone kept on cutting out calls because people who were right-handed were putting the palm of their hand basically over where the antenna was, mm-hmm. and that was dropping calls. That seems to be still a problem. So a lot of the phones now will have more than one antenna in the back of the phone to try and ensure that, you know, if your hand is covering one of them, that another antenna at the other end of the phone will pick up the call. This research has found that a number of the big selling phones, the ones that we would think are amazing, actually have very poor quality and capability to carry a call.
Let's talk about the worst five.
This is actually shocking. So at number five, the Apple iPhone 6S. Number four, Apple iPhone 7 Plus. Three, Huawei Mate 9. Two, Apple iPhone 6S Plus. And number one, Huawei P10 Plus.
Now, that's a phone you like?
It's a phone I love, but I'm also baffled because Huawei, before they were making products, they were making antennae. They were making the technology that we all use and utilize. So whether it's in a router, whether it's on an antenna, like that's their bread and butter. So I am astounded to see that at number one.
So the top five then, the ones that really do perform.
So the ones that really perform. So we've got one Samsung in there. That's at number two. So it's the Samsung Galaxy S8 Plus. So that's a relatively new phone. You have the Sony Xperia XZ, which is an excellent phone, but I just wasn't mad about the build of it. And then at number five and number one are the Doro phones. These are kind of the dumb phones. They're just basic call and text phones. They're very simple to use. They're very much targeted at the elderly. So they've got, you know, one of them has, it's a flip phone and very big buttons, large screen, easy to use. And because there's not a whole host going on,
it's great for doing what it says on the tin, make a phone call.
But isn't that kind of ironic that all these fancy phones, that they actually fall down at the most vital hurdle, which
is
making a
call? So the best one, the Doro Phone Easy 631. Number two, the Samsung Galaxy S8 Plus. Number three, Xiaomi Note 2.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with this one, and I'm glad you took pronouncing it on, because I certainly wasn't going to. I don't know a whole host about this phone. I think it's one of the ones that a lot of people tweet me saying they've bought them online. I've not reviewed it, though.
And then number four, the Sony Xperia XZ, and then the Doro, Liberto in number five. Where can we get the full list, Jess?
So we actually have that up on newstalk.com, but it was featured this morning in The Times, the London edition, or the Dublin edition of The Times is where we saw it this morning.
Okay. Right, let's get on to the questions. Best laptop for a third level student on a budget.
So this is an interesting question. There are so many laptops out there, and it depends again on what you're looking for. But if budget is to the fore of your mind, your options are: look at a Chromebook, and that is very much a basic device. It's ideal for anyone doing a lot of streaming, a lot of online cloud-based computing. They start at around €199. Wow. If you want to go up a little bit from that and want to have a fully functioning laptop, as it were, the Lenovo IdeaPad is an excellent device, and it's €339.
Okay. Next one. I'm currently thinking of a career change. I'm a doctor. I have some basic computer skills, but nothing too hectic. I've always liked computers, and I've done some playing around on Code Academy. I'd love to get into computer programming, but I don't really know what route is best to take. Would I be better to go back to college? Is there even a market for computer programmers in Ireland at the moment? And what kind of work do they do? I realise you're not a career guidance counsellor, but any advice greatly appreciated.
Look, I'm absolutely not a career guidance counsellor, but this is a space where they are screaming for people at the moment. I suppose you may want to talk to people who are already in the industry to see what careers are out there. But I was at an event on Saturday, and there are a number of employers were there. There was people like HubSpot, Indeed Prime, and they are screaming out from people, not just programmers, but people from all walks of life to enter the tech space because they're looking to broaden it out. The one thing I've learned over the last 2 years in this job is that, you know, technology is not just for nerds anymore. It's for normal people. So if you're interested, absolutely. But maybe drop us an email, patkenny@newstalk.com, and I can put you in touch with a few people.
Another one about laptops. I'm retired. I'll be going to committee for retirees, and I need a laptop to upload items on their website as well as online training courses. That's from Anne. What would you recommend?
Anne, I would highly recommend looking at that laptop I mentioned a second ago, the Lenovo IdeaPad. It's €339. I just had a quick look on Curry's PC World, and it's on sale at the moment. I think it's ideal for what you're looking to do.
If you have a household where some use iOS and some use Android, would you recommend Google or Alexa?
I would go Google. So we are very much we are an Android house in my house, but there are iPhones loitering around the place too, and they all talk to the Google Home much better than Alexa. Also, a texter pointed out a key point a few weeks ago when I was talking about Alexa. Google Home is much faster to answer your questions than Alexa. If you remember when we had her in studio, you had to kind of count to five before she responded. But it Google Home is just fantastic.
I'm currently looking at purchasing a Note 8 or similar. I still have my Note 3 and I love it, but it's getting old. While I don't use the stylus or any of those features, I love the premium feel, large screen, quality camera and future-proofing that buying a top-of-the-range phone provides. I've had my Note 3 for 4 years. Would you recommend the Note 8 and what are alternatives and their advantages over the Note 8?
I have the Note 8. I bought the Note 8 a few weeks ago. It's an expensive phone, but I absolutely love it. I've tested every device out there at the moment, and it's my phone of choice. I think you're absolutely right. In terms of future-proofing yourself, it has so many features that other phones that are going to be unveiled in the next few months are only going to catch up to. The only negative I have found is that I have a little heart failure every time I drop it on the floor because I know it'll be so expensive to repair. But I was actually when I was in the airport over the weekend, in the Dixon's Travel, I bought the official Samsung Note 8 cover that has a little front flap on it and it protects it. So I would say get it, but also invest in a good cover.
I have an iPhone that only works when plugged into the charger and the screen grows grey with the Apple sign when disconnected. Any ideas what this might be? It's very annoying as the phone works great otherwise. Could you ask your phone expert? That's from Jerry Sweeney.
That sounds like your battery is completely fried in that it needs the AC input basically to be running. I would recommend that you get in touch with CompuB or indeed Apple themselves and just see if you're due a battery replacement. You don't say what iPhone it is, so it could be one of the ones that was impacted by the bad batteries a few years ago. But if you want to email patkenny@newstalk.com, some more information I can get back to you.
Ken and Claire says, I've used Xiaomi phones for 2 years. Best bang for your buck. Great quality and features. Jess should have a look at them. Using Redmi 5 Plus at the moment, 6-inch screen, all for 170 euro. Another one. Can I edit a PDF document on my iPhone? Badly stuck, from Peter.
Yeah, you should be able to. You can download an app. The other alternative you could do is download, I don't know if you're a Gmail user, but if you download Google Drive and then upload the file into Google Drive, you should be able to edit it in there.
Can you ask your expert why a cracked screen replacement can cost between 120 to 180, more than the phone itself? I dropped my new phone 2 weeks ago after I bought it. From a height of 1 metre, the glass screen cracked. Surely a defective product. I've successfully sellotaped it together for the past 9 months.
Oh, God, that just sounds painful. Look, it is.
It's not the cost of the phone. The phone costs much more than that. You're buying it on the Never Never through your plan, aren't you?
Exactly. You know, the phones are expensive. The key issues here are, number one, the glass used. It's a particular type of high-tech glass. And number two, a lot of the phones now, the smartphones, they're all in ones. So the tools needed and the skills needed to take a screen off those phones, it's quite an expensive procedure. So unfortunately, it's very, very costly to do.
Jess, I live on the Cavan Meath border and the coverage is very bad, wind, rain, etc. I just get no reception at all. I'm about to renew my phone contract. I've been with Aircom and later Meteor. What should I do? Who should I go with? What phone? I have a Samsung 5 now. That's from Mary.
What's interesting there, Mary, is that if you are with Air, I don't know who your home broadband is with, but if you are entitled to get Air broadband to your home, you can then use Wi-Fi calling on your Air phone. So that is whereby the phone, if it's on your home Wi-Fi network, you don't need actual phone reception because the phone reception, it runs off the Wi-Fi network, if that makes sense. I don't know if it does, but it's in my head, so I sound fine. So that could be an option. So tell me who your home broadband provider is. If you don't have coverage there, you know, Vodafone have sort of the best coverage in Ireland, so that could be worth checking out. But if you get on to Comreg and just see, suss out what your options are. Also, if you say to a provider that you're thinking of moving and you just want to see what the coverage is, they're usually very helpful in telling you if you've got decent coverage in your area.
All right, Jess, we'll have to leave it there. We'll pass on all the other queries to you. But Jess Kelly, thank you very much. And of course, Tech Talk is on now. What time this week?
It's Sunday at 6 p.m.
At 6 p.m.
Yes,
no
indeed.
Changes for rugby or anything like that.
Not that I know of yet.